The findings of the 9/11 Commission are now the basis of a new radio ad campaign by Saudi Arabia. The ads, running in 19 cities across the country, quote the Commission's report as proof that the Saudi government is a loyal ally. NPR's Cheryl Corley reports.
The Saudi embassy will spend about $1 million to run the commercials from now until just before Labor Day. There are two spots. In both, questions are asked and answered, citing the findings of the 9/11 Commission.
Does the Saudi government fund al-Qaeda?
We have found no evidence that the Saudi government as an institution or senior Saudi officials individually funded the organization.
Did the Saudis curry favors to flee on clandestine flights post 9/11?
We found no evidence that any flights...
Saudi Arabia came under scrutiny shortly after the September 11th attacks. It is the birthplace of Osama bin Laden and also home to 15 of the 19 hijackers. A congressional inquiry triggered questions about whether the Saudi royal family had provided money to the hijackers. And in his documentary, Fahrenheit 9/11, filmmaker Michael Moore raised questions about the ties between the Saudi royal family and the Bush administration. Embassy spokesman Niall El-Jaber says the ads are not a direct response to those charges, but he says they help set the record straight.
There is no evidence that Saudi Arabia, either as a government or as officials, have funded terrorism, that these terrorists in the United States, where they did not get support from the Saudi government, that the Saudis aren't involved in the funding of terrorism. And we want to make sure that the American people are aware of this.
For far too long, rumors have been accepted as truth.
In the second ad, the Saudi embassy points to the commission finding that Saudi Arabia disrupted a 1998 plot by bin Laden operatives who were planning to attack U.S. forces and quietly arrested numerous terrorist suspects. Four radio stations in Chicago are running the ads, and the embassy has bought airtime in 18 other markets, including Atlanta, Kansas City, Missouri, Detroit, Boston, and Memphis. Al-Jaber says the embassy has run pro-Saudi print and broadcast ads in the past, but decided this time to stick with radio.
Especially in this time of the year, there's a lot of people on the road, they're traveling, and so you reach more on radio. And then the markets were targeted markets that we know where, you know, where you can reach people. The other issue is the cost.
The ads are not running in New York. Al-Jaber says the embassy didn't want to fight charges, that it was too close to Republicans since that party's convention would be underway. Rachel Bronson, the director of Middle East Studies at the Council of Foreign Relations, says Saudi Arabia has stepped up its efforts to capture terrorists, but she says the ads do not address the problems that Saudi Arabia has had with charities suspected of funding terrorist organizations. And while the goal of the commercials is to change the public view, Bronson says that will be a difficult task.
There's a lot of anger. There's a lot of mistrust among the two populations. And I think actually there's challenges that both governments have to deal with right now about continued close relationships at the highest level and a lot of anger and mistrust among the populations and trying to figure out how to bridge that.
The ads may be one approach, but Bronson says they are only a small step in what's expected to be a long process as both countries try to regain a trust that died in the aftermath of the September 11th attacks. Cheryl Corley, NPR News, Chicago.